With me here in this room to John chapter 10. I want to read from John 10. Give me Jesus. That song is true, isn't it? If we have Christ, we have everything we need. We want to pray for our sister Lenore Nelson. Link and Lenore Nelson served as missionaries we supported for many, many years. Link's memorial service was this past Wednesday, and he's with the Lord now, and Lenore is without her husband after 60-some years, so we want to be praying for her. I want to be praying for Gary as he goes to Gary Storm to Columbus on Tuesday for surgery, and that God would give grace there and wisdom. And we'll be looking at a passage that will remind us that if we have Christ, we have all that we need in just a moment, and this passage will frame this text we're going to be looking at. And I want to read from John 10, beginning in verse 7, if you'll follow. Therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to kill, steal, and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep, so when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen, and I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I receive from my Father. These are Jesus' words in John 10. At Wheelersburg Baptist Church, we are committed to knowing Christ and helping other people come to know Him. That's what we're all about. Everything that we do, whether it's our children's ministries or visiting shut-ins or having a food pantry or having biblical counseling or biblical counseling training or providing a facility that's of use in this community, or everything comes to that as being the vision, the focus, the mission. We're about knowing Christ and making Christ known to others. We have Sunday school classes. We have small groups that meet. We encourage personal interaction with God's people, because there is a Savior who desires for people to know Him and has made Himself known, and eternal life, He said, is all about knowing Him and therefore helping others come to know Him. The question I want to ask is, if somebody came to you and wanted to know Jesus, where would you take them in the Bible? Probably we would turn to the New Testament. Probably we would go to the Gospels or one of the Gospel accounts to introduce someone to Jesus, and certainly that would be very appropriate. But Jesus said in John 5:39, these are the scriptures that testify about me. And when he said that, he was talking about his Bible. And Jesus' Bible was the Old Testament. Jesus said, you can go to the Old Testament and get to know him. I have been listening online to John MacArthur's current series on seeing Jesus in the Old Testament. And I highly recommend, if you have not been doing so, to get online, go to gracetoyou.org, gty.org, and listen to MacArthur's current series on seeing Christ in the Old Testament. He took the past 42 or 3 years to preach through every verse of the New Testament, and now is going back to the Old Testament, and is making the case, which I am making as well this morning, that we often shortchange ourselves by neglecting the first 39 books of the Bible, the Old Testament. The Old Testament was the only Bible Jesus ever had when he was on planet Earth. The Old Testament was the Bible that the early church had for the first 20 years or so. The Old Testament is what the early church used in preaching to the world of their day. The Old Testament is filled with literally hundreds of quotations, the New Testament, hundreds of quotations and references that come out of the Old Testament. And when I push this just a little bit further, when Jesus said, "I am," and he used that statement several times, when he said, "I am the light of the world," or "I am the bread of life," he had the Old Testament in mind, and his listeners would have understood that. When he said in John 15, "I am the true vine," he said that because in the Old Testament, God had declared Israel to be the vine through which he would work, but Israel had failed, and so Jesus now says, "I'm the true vine." Or when he said, "I'm the living bread," he has in mind, as he says in John 6:33, the story of God giving his people manna in the wilderness and how they were ungrateful, and he now has come to give his people sustaining bread, the eternal bread of life. Or when he says, "I'm the light of the world," in John 8:12, "Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness," his listeners surely thought of the account in Exodus 13:21, when God led the Israelites through the wilderness as a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud. So Jesus can be seen in the Old Testament. In the past month, we have been marveling at Jesus' statement in John 10. Twice he says, "I am the good shepherd." And I want to suggest to you this morning that as we have been marveling at what it means for Jesus to be good, the good shepherd, from what he said in that sermon in John 10, we will be even more enriched if we realize that claim, "I'm the good shepherd," also has an Old Testament background. And I want us to see that this morning. We finished our time in John 10 2 weeks ago last week. Sherry and I had the privilege to go to San Antonio for a couple of days of just getting away, but also to speak at a biblical counseling training event there in San Antonio. God's just doing great things all over the world. People are hungry for the Word of God. The first 3 days of this week, I had the privilege then to go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania for the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism Missionary Board meeting. And God continues to raise up new missionaries to take the message of Christ to the world. It's just an amazing thing. What you see on CNN does not reflect what God's doing in this world. God is doing his work to make his Son and the message of his Son known to this world. And this morning, I want you to get to know the Son better by seeing what he says about himself in light of the Old Testament. Now, there are many